Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
For 10 years, Momentum and Cricket South Africa have partnered with the Charlotte Maxeke Academic Hospital through the Pink ODI Match Day to raise donations that have assisted in accelerating and also ensuring research and awareness for breast cancer treatment in South Africa. This year, Momentum is on a drive to give South Africans the right to hashtag advice for success to help them navigate their journey or their cancer journey and to stress the importance of early detection as well as shed light on the various support systems available should the unfortunate occur. On the phone line with us at this juncture is Momentum Head of Marketing Charlotte Mukasa, who's going to tell us more about this installment, the 10th installment of the Pink Day ODI. Charlotte, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us.
No worries. It's always a pleasure.
Let's dive right in, Charlotte. It's become almost a tradition, a norm, the Pink Day ODI, something that we look forward to as cricket lovers here in South Africa and even maybe people who aren't. It's 10 years since this wonderful partnership has begun. Just summarize the past 10 years for us.
Oh, there's so much to say about the Pink ODI. Very similar to the Black ODI, there's definitely a cause that underpins the Pink ODI. In this particular case, it's creating an awareness of cancer and how more specifically early detection saves lives. And very much like other sporting, you know, derby days that are based on history, the Pink ODI also has a very long historic past to say, which I won't get into now, but in essence, it's really just about making sure that South Africans, in particular women and young girls who are 15 years and older, are aware of the risks that are inherent in their bodies as they mature and become young women, and how that could potentially, you know, make their lives very uncomfortable or actually end their lives because of a lack of knowledge. So the last 10 years in terms of the Pink ODI has been so fruitful, especially in terms of supporting men's cricket or using the utility that is cricket and using the passion of the fans to create an awareness for cancer and getting ordinary South Africans to donate 10 rand, 100 rand, 1,000 rand so that the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital can gather these funds to continue researching cancer, because we can't leave it all up to government. And it's just such a beautiful property, because you don't have to be a millionaire to actually aid the beauty and the knowledge that goes into developing cancer for South Africa. So we might not be a first world country, but your 10 rand, your donation and your passion for the game is what is actually saving lives.
You're absolutely correct. And like you say, the awareness that this day spreads, we talk cancer and we so often talk early detection and how important it is to know your situation early and how much chances of survival, how better your chance of survival are the earlier you detect this malignant growth. Let's talk about the day itself. I mean, it's going to be unusual in that no fans will be allowed at the Bullring. Over the past 10 years that this has been going on, this has never been the case. Tell us about what fans can expect and how we can experience the Pink Day ODI as best we can.
Huge, as best we can. I think, you know, we are all understanding of the situation. We want to keep everybody's, you know, health top of mind. We can't be talking about cancer and then doing the opposite when it comes to people's health and getting people into stadiums. So, but there's many ways to still push the cause and still be passionate about cricket. I mean, our Momentum Proteas, which is the women's cricket, is also another property that we're sponsoring. They're number two in the world. These cricketers cannot be world-class cricketers without fans. So there is something about playing in front of fans in stadium. You can never take that away. But there's ways to participate. And on social media, we will be asking people to still pitch up in pink. Yes, you can pitch up in pink on your couch. You can send photographs in by tagging momentum_ZA. And the people who will be looking out to see what you're dressed in and how you're fueling your energy at home to then spearhead, you know, the guys who will be playing at Pakistan on the day. So we actually share your pictures with them, you know, whether it's before the locker game or in the locker game or room before they go out to play, or even afterwards. It's so when you look into their eyes, whether they've won the game or not, when they see how much love they get from their fans because they actually took the time to pitch up in pink. They were tagging the Proteas, Cricket South Africa, or Momentum_ZA, or they were donating as little as 100 rand for the cause of cricket. Then it makes them feel that they're not just here to play the game, but they have a bigger cause on the planet, which is, you know, to, in this case, get the message out there that early detection saves lives. So we will be asking people to participate in the digital realm, but also watching on TV. They're going to be literally millions of eyeballs. It's not a South African game. It's a one-day international game. There are people all over the world that will be looking at our national assets, which are our cricket men in gear, wearing pink, to make sure that, you know, the cause of cancer is understood. And that's going to be supported by what we call a WhatsApp bot. Speaking about the digital realm, we're like, what else? How else can we get fans excited? Because there will be people who are fans of the game, and there'll be people who are fans of the game that enjoy the cause. But we also have to admit that there'll be people who have tragically been hit by cancer, that have lost people due to cancer, who may still want to participate. So we've got different types of mindsets participating in the Pink ODI, and they can go and look out for the Momentum Force WhatsApp bot, and in there find success stories of patients, doctors, employees, medical professionals. These like 60-second snippets that give them a testimony of how they can successfully navigate cancer. And it's nice for a change not to only hear from the oncologist or the cricketer. We want to hear from ordinary South Africans that have actually experienced this disease and this condition, so people understand that it actually hits people from all walks of life, whether they're white, black, women. I mean, 1% of men in this country get cancer. So we're hoping that to top up TV and to top up people pitching up in pink, they can actually go and interact with the WhatsApp bot to make sure that they can geolocate the nearest clinic to assist them to understand how to examine their breasts, men and women, so they can detect cancer much earlier. So COVID-19 has forced us to think of creative ways of how do we talk about what's happening on the pitch, but how do we also pull back a little bit and make sure that the day itself is holistic and that different people, depending on whatever attracts them to Pink ODI, still feel that they've made a difference.
Wow, these initiatives sound great. And I suppose you're right. COVID-19 has forced us to think out the box, and maybe that will allow us even better reach into the homes and space of people who may not have been involved had we all been able or to rush to stadiums and that kind of thing. So it's a much bigger audience now that I assume we are speaking to when we talk about the Pink Day ODI. I want to know, with regards to the tickets, I read something to the effect of people can still buy virtual match day tickets, and that will be used almost as a donation.
Very sure about that. I'd have to admittedly say that I need to double click on that. But the beautiful thing about Google is that if it's true, it should be Googleable. But I can definitely come back to you about the virtual tickets. If it is true, I still say it's brilliant. And that's I wish my team was around me now, because I'm the only one in the call. But that speaks to the fact that no project or any partnership is done alone. I've got a ton of people who have different specialities that are bringing this together. But, I mean, how brilliant is that, where you can still buy a ticket, because the behavior of buying a ticket to support is inherent in all of us, whether you love soccer, whether you love cricket, it's in us already. But to change the game and to change that into an actual donation, I mean, that's just brilliant, because the hospital needs those donations to make sure that although we are still a third world country, that we do better for our women and our men. And I've had the privilege of going to the Charlotte Mathieu Hospital, and every single year that I go there, I see the physical renovations that are taking place. I meet with the doctors, I meet with patients, I go to the ward, and I can tangibly see the difference that those rands and cents are making. I don't necessarily go and meet with the scientists to say who are looking to see how they can, you know, deal with cancer. But one thing I can tell you is that early detection does save lives. If you can catch cancer at stage one, you've got a much more bigger probability of never getting it again, as opposed to getting it in stage four.
Absolutely.
So when I think of my grandmother, who would probably go to Charlotte Mathieu, she doesn't even know the difference between stage one and stage four. So there's a lack of education, in particular with black women, older women in particular. It's not something that we've been educated to understand fully. And I really believe beyond the hospital, beyond the corporates, beyond the cricketers, that as a country we need to do better to make sure that we demystify the complexity of the language that is used in and around cancer. And the best way to unite people or to simplify such topics, I believe, is through the love of the game. And in this particular case, it's cricket.
You're absolutely correct. Cricket will be a great unifier come the 4th of April. Let's talk about the tangibles, right? You've spoken about what you've seen and the effects that this Pink Day ODI has had. Talk to us about maybe how much has been raised over the past couple of years, the 10 years that you've been in partnership. We can obviously, it'll be difficult for us to quantify its full effect. I mean, I can't imagine how many people have gone and gotten tested just because of this initiative alone. But on the financial side of things, is there a grand total that you can tell us?
So we are in 2021. I've got to even check my calendar. You know, even with COVID, you've got to like see which year am I in. But
yeah.
Last year, or was it 2 years ago when we did the last Pink ODI, we were physically in the stadium. I remember Oshoma Majozi was there.
Yeah.
A beautiful, beautiful sunny day. God has always blessed us with great weather. It's been a great sporting day. At that time, we'd raised about, I think, together with all the contributions through other partners of Cricket South Africa and South Africa as a whole, about 5 million rand in total. And that obviously excludes, that was a monetary contribution that I remember being cited in the newspapers. And that was obviously, to your point, the more tangible aspect of the donations. But then beyond that, I mean, I have to admit, before I started getting involved with Momentum and Pink ODI, I, as a woman who's obviously in the ages of where cancer could start to become a real reality in my life, had never been screened, and I've never been tested. So I thought, let me live what it is that I'm preaching. And I went for a test 2 years ago for the first time. And I went through the public health system first to immerse myself in it. And I thought, I don't want to talk about things that I don't know. I want to understand what it means to queue. I want to understand what it means to get a file.
Yeah.
I want to understand what it means to sit in front of a doctor. I want to understand, you know, the emotions that go through, you know, a person's mind when you find a lump and you're not sure. And I must be honest, I was very confused. I didn't know where to start. And I thought, maybe let me call a private doctor and start there. And I thought, how many women in this country don't have access maybe necessarily to medical aid or a private hospital or a GP? And I wanted to experience both worlds. And it was so illuminating for me. And I think half the journey is the emotional back and forth and the doubt. The second is not having access to knowledge, so not being able to know where to go and find the information that has been crystallized for your specific requests, your inquiries, and what it is that you need for your cancer journey, because you can get the internet can just throw a lot at you, and you just don't know where to start. You still feel overwhelmed. But one of the things that I really enjoyed about this experience is that once you eventually are attached to a medical professional, whether it's an oncologist, whether it's UCC at the nurse, at the hospital, or a nurse, or even a social worker, they understand the emotional layer that is attached to cancer, because it's not just the disease or the condition, and also how the doctor navigates you once you have, you know, been diagnosed with cancer. It's not just the surgery. It's now, how do I tell my family? How do I break the news down? There is no course that you get that says, do you break it at the dinner table? What choice of words do you use? If you are terminally ill, how do you express that? How do you navigate it? And I think a lot of emphasis is placed on HIV in this country, and perhaps maybe how to discuss that a little bit more than cancer. So I'm hoping that we start to create or spark a space to have honest conversations, and maybe it starts in the social realm because we can't, you know, collectively be with each other. But if we can use the utility that is cricket, and we can use the passion and the fury of sports to create a curiosity about cancer and how early detection saves lives, and if we can offer real people with real stories to ordinary South Africans, I think education can start to manifest and trickle into our lives in terms of how do you break it down to your family so that they can partner with you to actually travel this journey that is cancer. We would be a better nation for it. So unfortunately, because we've been focusing on COVID-19 pandemic number one. And then secondly, we've been focusing on pandemic number two, GBV. A lot of women are going undetected in terms of cancer, leaving it month after month, year after year. And if only they could take the time, and I should actually say men and women, if only we could take the time once a month in the shower to examine our breasts. And we are encouraging people to go to the Momentum Force WhatsApp bot so that you can watch the tutorial, which is done in a cartoon way, so that we are mindful of cultural sensitivities and that it is done in a sensitive way so that people can still get the steps on how to examine their breasts without feeling squirmish and, you know, awkward about doing so. But it's those movements that we need to do on a monthly basis that can save lives. And at that point, there's no need to spend thousands and thousands of rands on preventing the disease. Yeah, so I think it's really just about saying that education can save you money, but it can also save a life.
You're absolutely correct. And thank you so much for practicing what you preach. I think that's a wonderful step that you took in ensuring that you're not only speaking about these things, but you're a doer also in terms of knowing your health and where you're at with regards to cancer and your journey. Let's talk about, lastly, this is where we'll wrap it up. And of course, you've done well in terms of expounding on all the great things that the Momentum Pink Day ODI has been about for the past 10 years of partnership. But this year also marks the end of the Momentum's sponsorship of the ODI format with CSA. Just give a little bit more insight into this unfortunate and untimely, for those of us in the public who've enjoyed for so long, this partnership end.
Oh, yes. You know, I think it's a mixed bag of feelings from our side, because we've been in this partnership for 10 years with men's cricket, and we've learned so much. There's something so wonderful about partnering with somebody who knows more than you. And in this particular case, Cricket South Africa, as well as our men that play cricket, have really taught us a lot about the game, what goes into the game, on and off the pitch. And I think we are exiting this relationship, or the contract has come to an end, but we are exiting it with grace, and we are throwing everything that we have because it's the 10th year, but because we want to make sure that our relationship continues off the field. I mean, a lot of people may think we're exiting in a bad way, and it's the complete opposite. There are friendships and bonds there that are going to, you know, continue and supersede the last Pink ODI on Sunday, the 4th of April. And people may say, so why are you exiting? And I think it's like any corporate, we are refocusing our sponsorship strategy, and we have decided to support the Momentum Proteas, which is the women's side of cricket, because in the beginning, two, three years ago, when we started to reposition the brand, we said we want to be here for every person's journey to success. But in particular, we do have a strategic pillar that is focused on women. And when we looked at, when you look at properties we have, like the Momentum G Sport Awards, it takes place every August. It's showcased on DSTV, a couple of other TV assets. We want to celebrate women in netball, rowing, cricket, all kinds of sports disciplines that are lauded abroad. Number one, top of the game, the world class. And then when they come to South Africa, there's not even a handshake that is given to them when they are at Tambo. So as a brand, we want to be able to recognize women, sports athletes in South Africa. We want to honor them. We want to celebrate them. We want to put money behind it, because, guys, it takes money to get people abroad and to help them improve their skill, or to take worries off their plate so that they can focus on being the best athletes. I can tell you, when Serena is focused on playing tennis, she's not worried about money at that time, because her sponsors come in to take care of everything else. So we want to be able to do that for our athletes in South Africa, women athletes in particular. So we're going to be almost like redirecting our focus on the Momentum Proteas. And that's why we have already been with them for some time now, but we are going to be directing more energy towards it. And when we first started with the Momentum Proteas, people don't even know that they were not even salaried at that time. Some of them were medical doctors at the time trying to play cricket. You can't. As an athlete, you need to decide, am I in this thing or not? And they they needed sponsorship. So ever since we started sponsoring the Momentum Proteas, we've seen them rise up world rankings because they are focused on what they are talented at doing. So you also don't, you can't ask your cricketing team to be all in if your sponsor is not all in. So we are saying a goodbye in a healthy way to the men's cricket, but we're supporting women's cricket. And that's why we're so excited that ever since they became salaried and they have a sponsor that's backing them, we can see that they're doing their part. And they're number two in the world now. Well, last year they were number four. So they're climbing up the rankings. They have their ups and downs. They have their successes and failures. But whatever they are charging for, we are behind them all the way on and off the field. So we also needed to make sure that we're focused in terms of the people, assets, and sponsorship properties that we are really in. And so we thought, just given this 10 years, we've showed commitment. You know, we haven't backed down, and we're just redirecting our energy and our focus. So it's not like we're taking back the money.
Of course, yeah.
We're just redirecting it in another way. And let's be honest, you know, frankly speaking, men's sports all over the world tends to attract sponsors far more easily than women. So we have no doubt that men's cricket will continue being the shining national assets that they are. And we will continue our friendships even after the contract has ended, because for me, that is the true test of whether this 10-year relationship meant anything. And I can promise you that there's no bitterness at all. We are going to just find different ways of engaging with the Momentum or with the men's cricket team, and still find ways of, you know, helping the message of cancer get out there. So whether we exit cricket, we still have a responsibility of getting men and women in this country to understand that although cancer is not a pandemic, that early detection saves money and that early detection saves lives.
You're absolutely correct, Charlotte. I mean, from one great cause to another, you're that friend who goes from one great relationship to the next great relationship, one great job to another job, and we absolutely love to see it. I mean, going into the women's game, we've spoken about it a bunch here on Vision View Sports Radio, and we've had so many stakeholders in the women's game come through, and this is something they lament so often at times, is that the big corporates aren't willing to put money behind us. And as much as we want to do better, the talent is there, and there is a wide talent pool to choose from. Minus the backing, these things are almost impossible for so many. And I think what you guys are doing at Momentum is truly amazing. What you have done over the past 10 years is out of this world. I mean, we will struggle again to quantify the full effect of Momentum's partnership with Cricket South Africa and with the Pink Day ODI. And I think we'll even struggle in your relationship with women's cricket here in South Africa. But thank you so much for your time, Charlotte. I really do appreciate it. I think we are so much better for this conversation, and you've really given us lots of pertinent insights, and we're grateful.
Thank you so much for having me once again. Have a good morning.
Likewise, Charlotte. That's it. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, that's Charlotte Mukasa, their Momentum Head of Marketing, telling us about, of course, the 10 years Momentum have spent with Cricket South Africa and partnered over the Pink Day ODI match, which raises awareness and donations to assist in research and awareness for breast cancer treatment in South Africa.
Winning with Vision View Sports Radio.